We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, page Taf Taf Ein Vav, Adam Chaf Hei, 25, the words of the Ari. You can ask questions at Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 3, page Taf Taf Ein Vav, Adam Chaf Hei, 25, the words of the Ari. Turns out that Shatu Nitzotzim, 315 sparks, are in seven melachim of the Bechina of Zer Anpin, and the other Shatu are in the seven melachim which are included in the Nukva. And in this Shatu, 315, they have the Bechina of light, sparks, and kelim. And they gather in the mother's womb to be corrected by the drop of man, Mansepach of Ima. Although they are gvurot, they are more mitigated and perfumed, these shatu nitzutzim which are mentioned. And they're also mitigated by the five chasadim of Abba, the drop of main tchurin. Again, Adam Chaf Hei, 25. Turns out that Shatu Nitzotzim, 315 sparks, are in seven melachim of the Bechina of Zer Anpin, and the other Shatu are in the seven melachim which are included in the Nukva. And in this Shatu, they have the Bechina of Orot Nitzotzot Kelim, light, sparks, and Kelim. And they gather in their mother's womb to be corrected by the drop of man, Mansepach of Ima. Although they are gvurot, they are more mitigated, and they perfume those shatu nitzutzim. And they're also mitigated by the five chasadim of Abba, the drop of main tchurim. Adam Chaf Vav, 26. And here, under the Bina, in the Siyum, under her Malchut, stand these Shach Nitzotzim, 320 sparks, which are the seven Melachim. And by the awakening of those dinim, their judgments, she warms up and performs a zivug with Abba.
What are we talking about here? You remember the world of Nikudim? Who doesn't? Everybody. Okay, so there's something to start from. There was the world of Nikudim. What did we have in that world? A correction. That's what they wanted to do there. How? To combine Malchut's qualities with Bina's qualities, so she'll be able to receive in order to bestow all of the light of Ein Sof. And she couldn't. She was shattered because an aviut was discovered in her that wasn't seen there before. Which aviut? The same aviut that was purified in Dalet Aviut, and in the world of Nikudim is when she joined. And since then, we have the shattered vessels. That's good, because the problem was revealed that wasn't seen before. If we correct it now, we'll have a corrected vessel, and right for usage. Through the connection, we earned vikut, understanding, unity, knowledge of the system, ascending to that all those degrees from this zero where we're at right now. We're actually under the zero, until complete knowledge and awareness of the whole system, of all of divinity. So, we need to scrutinize the vessels that are sitting there shattered, that in every vessel and vessel, in every desire and desire, there's the control of the intention to receive. That's what's called shattered. And we have to scrutinize it and correct it, connect all those vessels, and fulfill them. These corrections are made with the Rosh, the head. Just like we had the shattering by the Rosh, now the correction is by the Rosh. So the Atzilut is special in that it has a good Rosh, a corrected one. That after the world of Nikudim, it already knows what to do. There's no wise one as an experienced one. He went through all this experience, he has all the Rishimo of the shattering, and that's why Atik, Arichan bin Abba Ve'ima, they are all just in Atzilut, corrected, ready to correct the entire shattering. That's on their side. And then they awaken the shattered Rishimot that are in the worlds of Bia, and those Rishimot they rise up to Atzilut. And then you can scrutinize them. From these Rishimot, Abba on the start drops the Malchut, because that's the original Malchut from the Yidde Galgalta that we don't use it afterwards, but only use the world of Nikudim, and that's why they were shattered. So right now, she is in Rishimot, and we have to descend her. We drop her down, just descend her. And instead of her, they give Malchut of Ima. That with her, we can work. And that's how we start the corrections. That's what we're talking about here. Read. And now, excuse me, wait, one more thing. I don't remember if we study this or not, maybe it's later, but we have in this scrutiny of all the shattered vessels, we have Oot, Nitzotzim, and Kelin, light, sparks, and vessels. And they are corrected, each one, on a different level, different degree. In the lower part of Bina, the middle part of Bina, and the upper part of Bina. Because Bina splits into three. There's Chazeh, there's Tabul, and under the Tabul, Chabad, Chagat, and Nehi, three parts in Bina. Or Tiferet, that's a more precise way to say. Tiferet divides into three pieces, the top third, the middle third, and bottom third. Because the rest, except for Tiferet, are the edges that join it. And then we get that in these three sections, bottom one, middle one, and upper one, we correct the Orot, Nitzotzim, and Kelin. Meaning, until we correct all these shattered discernments, we have to acquire all the qualities of Bina. And to the measure of the shattering, we can correct it in an upper section and receive more power through the prior corrections, that the lights help the vessels, and the vessels help the Nitzotzin, and so on. We'll study this. But all in all, we have to understand that if we understand the shattering and the correction, we control the system. Because the system isn't that somebody comes and turns it on and it works. The system is, it works from two opposite forces that have to be connected in a correct way. In the world of Nikudim, they weren't connected in the correct way, and that's why they shattered. With the help of the world of Atzilut, we can tie them correctly together. And we are in every connection and connection. That is called that we help stabilize that middle line, which is called Adam. So the main thing for us is not the shattering and not the correction, but how do we keep the correct connections between the true Malchut and the Tet Rishonot, the first nine. Okay, read.
Under her, Arim Chafva 26, and here under Bina, in the ending, under her Malchut, stand those Shach Nitzutzim, which are the seven Melachim. And by the awakening of the judgments there, she warms up and she performs a zivug with Abba. And these Shach 320 in Gematria are Im, friends, because through them, Abba Be'ima become friends to each other, and they perform a zivug in the meaning of Achila, eating, as written, eat friends. As written, she ate and wiped her mouth, which is an appellation to the zivug. Again, item Chafav 26. And here under Bina, in her ending, under the Malchut in her, stand these Shach Nitzotzim, 320 sparks, which are the seven Melachim. And by the awakening of those Dinim, judgments, which are there, she warms up and she performs a zivug with Abba. And these Shach in Gematria are Re'im, friends, because through them they become Re'im, friends to each other, Abba ve'ima, and they perform the zivug as eating, as written, eat friends. As written, she ate and she wiped her mouth, which is an appellation to the zivug. Item Chafvav 26 in her light, under the Bina in her ending, under the Malchut in her, stand these Shach Nitzotzim, 320 sparks, which are the seven Melachim. Meaning in the Achoraim of the Malchut of Bina, there the Shach Nitzotzim are cleaved to, which means the Galgalta and Enaim of the Low One. The illumination of Abba divides them there into Shach Nitzotzim, 320 sparks. However, you should know here the matter of the division of Abba Ve'ima and Yesut into two Parzufim. Nehim of Abba Ve'ima emerge and were divided from Abba Ve'ima, and they become a special Parzuf called Yesut. And the Parsa in the Goy Mehoy of Arich Anpin separated them from the Bechina of the place of the Chazeh, where the upper Abba Ve'ima, which are Chabad Chagat in them, until the Chazeh of themselves, they are above the Chazeh of Arich Anpin, where is the Rosh of his Parsa. And these six Sefirot are called Samech. And their Nehim, which are called Yesut, they are already under the Parsa in the Chazeh of Arich Anpin. And these four Sefirot are called Mem Stuma, sealed Mem. And these Yesut, they too are divided into two Bechinot, Chabad Chagat, which are Galgalta and Enaim. In Katnut, they are Ruach Nefesh, meaning Chagat Nehim. And in Gadlut, they are Neshama and Ruach, meaning Chabad Chagat. Because then the Kelim of their Achoraim, which are Achap, are attained, meaning the Bechina of the new Nehi. And they attain with them gar of the lights of Neshama as known. And then the light of Nefesh comes down from the Kli of Enaim and closes the new Nehi. And the light of Ruach comes down from the Kli of Galgalta and comes to the Kli of the Enaim. And the new light of gar of the Neshama closes the Kli of Galgalta. And Galgalta, which was Chagat, rose and now became Chabad. And the Enaim, which were in the light of Nefesh and Nehi, they now became Chagat in the light of Ruach. And the light of Nefesh closes the Achab, which came back to them. And therefore, they are called New Nehi, because Kelim of Nefesh are called Nehi. And they are also called Achoraim, because the Kli of Nefesh is called Achoraim. Because there is the place of the Masach and the Zivug of the generality of the Parzuf. And you should know that the Bechina of Galgalta, the Yesut, closes over Nehi of Abba V'ima, where in Katnut, Galgalta serves as Chagat, and in Gadlut, as Chabad. And the Enaim of Yesut closes over the Malchut of Abba V'ima, where in Katnut they serve as the Bechina of Nehi, and in Gadlut, the Bechina of Chagat. And therefore, the Bechina of the Enaim of Yesut is called Malchut of the Upper Abba V'ima. And the Galgalta of Yesut is called Nehi of the Upper Abba V'ima, which is because of their clothing in those places. And in the valley of the Upper Abba V'ima, they have no greater virtue from the place which Yesut closes. And therefore, although Galgalta of Yesut, in and of itself, she is already the Bechina of Chabad, anyway, with respect to Abba V'ima, she is not more than their Nehi. And also the Enaim, although they're already in the Bechina of Chagat, anyway, with respect to Abba V'ima, they are not regarded more than the Bechina of their Malchut, because there they clothe her.
Wait, is that understood or not? We're talking about two Parzufim that clothe each other. Abba V'ima, that on part of them are clothed with Yishsut. That in the regular state, so we have Bina, Garen Bina, and Zaten Bina. So Abba and Ima, the upper ones. All in all, this whole Bina is called Abba V'ima. Since Bina is split into two Parzufim, Gar de Bina and Zad de Bina, since Zad de Bina has a different deficiency of the Gar, Gar de Bina serves Keter. Zad de Bina serves Malchut. Gar de Bina just wants to be similar to Keter, doesn't want anything but not to be part of anything, like Keter. Just wants to be similar to him, and that's it. Zad of Bina thinks, how can I implement what Keter wants? How do I receive? How do I build the Malchut? That Malchut is a result of Bina. That's why it's called the lower Hay, and Bina is called the upper Hay, Gvua Ila, Gvua Tata, and so on. That Bina, it tries to build the Malchut. The Malchut is a result. It's a birth from the Bina. And then we get that Bina divides into two parts because the deficiency, how do I say it? It's opposite. Gar de Bina, not to receive anything, and in Zad de Bina, receive everything. That's why these two Parzufim, according to their role in Atzilut, one Parzuf, Bina, according to its role, that is really split into two. In Atzilut is divided into Abba V'ima and to Yishsut. But all together, the general Abba V'ima are called Abba V'ima, and they divide into two. Abba V'ima Ilayim, the upper ones, and Yishsut. So the top part of Bina is called Abba and Ima Ilayin. So here, if we're talking about Patsuf Bina, so it's called Abba Ve'ima. This is called Abba Ve'ima Ilayin, upper ones. And this is called Yishsut.
Ilayin. Ken.
Abba Ve'ima, yes. And this is Yishsut. And since here is the desire to bestow, and this is the desire to receive, this is the womb and all the bottom ones here below and above, It's all in rejecting. So that's why the difference is very important. Malchut comes all the way up to here. Malchut, when it reaches Bina, it only comes up to this point, to the middle third here, the split. What else? Oh, and Samech and Mem. This is Samech and this is Mem. What else? I don't know. Ask something.
In the beginning, you said that Atzilut performs the entire scrutiny, and that it works with Malchut of Abba and Malchut of Ima. He doesn't use her, something like that, if I understood you correctly.
I didn't say that at all. No. No? No, Malchut of Abba, no. I said that, this is what I said. We had Patsuf Gergalta. In Gergalta, we were working with the Malchut. And that Malchut was canceled in Gergalta and in order not to use it anymore. This Malchut was purified, and from here on, we don't use it anymore. In the next Patsufim, Ab, Sag, and so on, we only have Gimel Bet. Dalet was here and was purified. That's why, when in the world of Nikudim, when we... Wait, hold on. When we want to raise up to Rosh of Nikudim, this is Keter, Abba Ve'ima, we want to raise the zone, Vav Nekuda, so this Malchut, this Daled, the one that did the restriction wakes up again, and it forces us to draw light from Ein Sof, the light from Gemara Tikkun, the complete whole light, and that's why it comes down here and shatters. So what we work with is this true, real Malchut, that after Gelgalta you don't work with it anymore. Only in the shattering it wakes up, and the next time is only in Gemara Tikkun. Only in Gemara Tikkun, the final correction. This is called Evin Masu Abunim, Hayta L'Rosh Pina.
Joseph from the group, Jerusalem group is asking, what is the role of Yisu towards Abba Ve'ima, and when are they united?
There can't be wholeness in Yisut if Abba Ve'ima aren't tied to it, or if it isn't tied to them. Because Zat of Bina has... in order to be a womb, in order to develop, to do all the corrections, she has to be tied to Garav Bina to receive all of the support from her on one side. On the other side, she can't be dependent on it because she has an opposite role. That's why Yisut divides into much more Patsufim. Tzelem comes out of it and so on. But its connection with Garav Bina is necessary. And we have to understand that everything we talk about towards the lower ones. That's why... we don't talk about the Partsufim themselves, the way they are for themselves. We speak, how do they restrict themselves and receive forms towards the shattered vessels? You tell a woman, mother, Ima. You don't tell her what she really is. She can be, I don't know who she is, but you say, Ima. You talk about some sort of her performance towards somebody. She can be a queen or a simple woman. But Ima is obvious. It's clear. That's her desire towards her child, that she treats him, and in that she's devoted and so on. That's why we don't speak about Yisut as Bina or as them as existent on their self, but only towards the lower ones. But in order to take care of the lower one, God the Bina has to bestow the Zatu Bina and bring all of the completeness to it. But towards the lower ones, when we speak of Yisut, we talk about the restrictions and the performance towards the lower ones. As much as the lower one needs and has to have that descent in order to try and be and cling on to it. Because the reception of the seed in Yisut and the development, it all depends on the measure that they can be in a mutual connection between them. Okay? Let's keep going.
We are in page Taftaf Ein Zayin, Inner Light Ulefichah.
So Abba Ve'ima Ilayin, the upper ones, are Samech and Mem. The Abba Ve'ima divide into the upper ones that is Samech and the lower Yisut, which is Mem. Now we have the Chazeh, the third middle of Tiferet. Tabur is the lower. Sorry, I got confused. Tabur, sorry. Tiferet herself divides into three thirds. This is Chazeh, this is Tabul, and this is Yesod. The place of the Zivug. This is third, upper third, middle third, and lower third. Okay? Of Tiferet. Keep going.
Therefore, we discern that the Parzuf of the upper Abba Ve'ima is divided into four Bechinot, which are 1. Der Chabad, 2. Der Chagat, and these two Bechinot are above the Parsa of Ari Chanpil, meaning above his Chazeh. 3. Their Nehi, where Galgalta of Yesut closes, meaning Chabad of Yesut. 4. Is the Malchut of Abba Ve'ima, where the Enaim of Yesut closes, which are Chagat the Yesut. And these two last Bechinot of Abba Ve'ima, they're already below the Parsa of Ari Chanpin. And there's a fifth Bechina to Abba Ve'ima, which is the Bechina of the Achoraim of her Malchut, because her Malchut closes the Enaim of Yesut, which are the Bechina of their Chagat. However, the new Nehi already rose to them where the Nefesh of Yesut closes, and these Nehi are regarded to be the Achoraim of Yesut. However, this fifth Bechina, which we said, the correlation of Abba Ve'ima, really Abba Ve'ima have no relationship with them, because the entire correlation between the upper one and the lower one is only in the Bechina of the Kelim, of Panim of the lower one, which is the Bechina of the Achap of the upper one during his Katnut, which are laid and cleave to the Kelim of the Panim of the lower one, which are his Galgalta in the Naim. However, they have no connection with the Achap of the lower one, because at that time where the Achap of the upper one are cleaved to the Galgalta in the name of the lower one, they are with the Achap of the Tachton in the degree after him, meaning below the lower one. And therefore, this Bechina of the new Nehi of Yesut is considered to be under the Malchut of the upper Abba Ve'ima, meaning they are entirely outside the Pertzuf of Abba Ve'ima, and they don't even clothe Malchut of Abba Ve'ima, because the Malchut of Abba Ve'ima touches only the siyum of the kli of enayim, the yisut, meaning the siyum, the ending of the kelim of the rapanim, and she doesn't touch at all the kelim of achoraim, the yisut, which are the new nehi, because she was never in one place with them.
So what he wants to say is that yisut are clothed in their galgalta and enayim on achap of Abba and Ima. Actually, and the chab of yisut that are right down here, they don't have any clothing on Abba anymore. That's it. Okay. Whether we always study Abba ve'ima, yisut, Galgalta enayim achap. Galgalta enayim achap. That's it. Nothing new here. Only he kind of divides Abba and Ima to Chabad, Chagad Nehi and Malchut. That's for later. We need that later. Right now, nothing. Keep going.
And this is what he says. And here, under the Bina, in her ending, under her Malchut, stand these Shach Nitzotzim, 320 sparks, which are the seven Melachim. Meaning, as explained, that the Bechina of Mandezon, they don't cleave at all to the Achoraim of Abba ve'ima. Rather, they cleave to the Achoraim of Yesut, since the Achoraim of Yesut during their Katnut are led and cleaved to the Galgalta and Naim the Zon, but not to the Achoraim of Abba ve'ima, which are their Ali Elyon, their upper's upper. Rather, since Galgalta and Naim the Yesut clothe Nehi the Abba ve'ima, and Galgalta and Naim the Zon are cleaved to the new Nehi of Yesut, it turns out that Galgalta and Naim the Zon are really adjacent right below the Malchut of Abba ve'ima, because the Chabad Chagat, which are Galgalta and Naim the Yesut, they clothe Nehim the Abba ve'ima. And Malchut, the Abba ve'ima, ends in the place of the Chazed, the Yesut, because the Yesod of Katnut, which is from the Bechina of Enaim, rises during the Kadlut to the upper third of Tiferet from the Chazed upward. Therefore, the Malchut of Abba ve'ima closes in him until his siyum, ending, meaning down to the place of the Chazah. And the Achab, which returned to Israel, Saba and Tvuna during the Kadlut, which are the new Nehim, they take their place from the Chazah, the Yisut, and below. And Galgalta and Naim, the Zon, are cleaved there to the new Nehi. Therefore, Galgalta and Naim the Zon are cleaved from the place of the Chazeh downward, which is truly under the Siyum, under the ending of Malchut de Abba ve'ima. Rather, they don't touch her herself, only the Bechina of Chazeh de Yesut, where the Siyum, the ending of Malchut de Abba ve'ima, is there.
So what does he want to say here? That Malchut, Malchut of Abba ve'ima, yeah, is in Chazav Yesud, and the Zon reached that level. So basically, she, through the Yesud, can supply what Zon needs. Well, that's in the future, we'll see that. Right now, it's like this. All the Patsufim are clothed according to the same law, the same method. Galgalta enayim of the lower one on Achab de Elyon, and so on. Keep going. I want you to get used to there's a lot of words and maybe a bit more terms and details, but the principles are exactly the same. So, just receive it as a, there's some kind of like psychological barrier here that And except for that, obviously, if you don't really feel it, you don't understand it, but that's how it's built. Yes. Whoever has a point in the heart, he can't remember these things, but only to the extent that he is tied to them.
Rather, there is a question here, because according to what is explained, the Shach Nitzotzim, 320 sparks, have no connection to Abba V'Ima, not even in their Malchut. Therefore, how does the Ari say that the seven Melachim, which are the Shach Nitzotzin, which stand in the Siyum under the Malchut of Abba V'Ima, cause a Zivug to Abba V'Ima? And to understand that, we need to know that the matter of this Zivug is said only when Abba V'Ima and Yesud return into one Patsuf, because Yesud themselves, with their new Achab, are included in Abba V'Ima. And then Galgalta and Naim the Zon, which are cleaved to the new Nehi of Yesud, they're also cleaved to Nehi the Abba V'Ima, for they were integrated with one another. However, when they divide into two Partsufim, Galgalta and Naim the Zon, which are the Shach Nitzotzim, have no connection with Malchut, the Abba V'Ima, which can cause them a Zivug, and remember that well. Again, rather, there is a question here, because according to what is explained, the Shach Nitzotzim, the 320 sparks, have no connection with Abba V'Ima, not even in their Malchut. Therefore, how does the Ari say that the seven Melachim, which are the Shach Nitzotzim, which stand in the Siyum, in the ending, under the Malchut of Abba V'Ima, cause a Zivug to Abba V'Ima? And to understand that, we need to know that a matter of this Zivug is said only when Abba V'Ima and Yesud return to one Patsuf, because Yesud themselves, with their new Achab, are included in Abba V'Ima. And then, the Galgalta and Naim the Zon, which are cleaved to the new Nehi of Yesud, they're also cleaved to Nehi the Abba V'Ima, for they were integrated with one another. However, when they divide into two Partsufim, the Galgalta and Naim the Zon, which are the Shach Nitzotzim, 320 sparks, have no connection with Malchut, the Abba V'Ima, which can cause them a Zivug, and remember that well.
If Abba V'Ima and Yeshut don't connect together. Okay, that's obvious too. Any questions? What Ben Sion?
What's the difference between a Zivug coupling to Dvekut, adhesion, when we're talking about two opposite parts from one another?
First of all, we have to see the definition. Zivug is, you say that it's two opposite things. What is between them that makes a Zivug and Hakah? Because there can't be just a Zivug without Hakah. Because we're talking about unity. The word unity already means that there's a difference between the two, and that upon that they can still connect together. So we have this. Different qualities, that's one thing. Some kind of desire above those different qualities that forces them to get close and connect. What happens when they connect? They enter a dvikut as a result of the zivug. So first of all, there's hakah, then there's a zivug, then the dvikut. And all of this, through the ascent of the of rising the goal above their own qualities. First, they have to discover that they're opposite from each other. Then, out of both of them, there is some special idea that through that they can start to be in somewhat close. They begin to get closer to each other. They start seeing how they, even though they have opposite qualities, they can connect. Connect doesn't mean that they're in opposition to one another, but they already start seeing how they can complete each other. What is lacking in each one that the other one can complete in him? Complete him. And then the zivug daka happens in each one of them towards his quality in order to be connected with the others. And as a result from that, each one in one of them is ready for unity, since he did aka on himself, and then is ready for the zivug. And then they connect. This connection is able to happen only through mutual connection. You have some opinion, and I have the opposite opinion. I take your opinion, insert it into myself, and inside I make a haka'ah, a striking with my opinion. I want your opinion to control my opinion. You don't even work. I'm working inside of me. When I prepare myself that there's something inside of me, that there's your opinion that is controlling my opinion, I am ready to unite with you. Are you ready to unite with me? You also have to do that inner striking to take my opinion and let it control your opinion. In that, each one and one of us disconnects from his ego, from his previous opinion, and connects with the other's opinion. And in that, we become ready for unity. And to the extent that each one of us did this preparation. Me above my reason, you above your reason, and then we can connect. Yeah.
What changed? There was plus and minus, now you're plus, I'm minus. What changed?
Plus and minus can't connect. Bipolar can connect. Each one has to be a bipolar, include the plus and the minus. Each one, the Creator has to integrate in the creation's deficiencies, and the creature has to receive the approach of the Creator, the faith above reason. Otherwise, there won't be a unity. Plus and minus can't connect. There has to be between them some kind of adapter. That's the Galgal Ta'anayim of Tachton and the Achap of Elyon, but it's the same thing. Galgal Ta'anayim and Achap are two separate parts. And it's not the upper one and not the lower one. It's an integration. We'll talk about this. Good. Today we're advancing. Yeah?
And let's sing a song together.
הכל חוזר להתחלה. אתה מרשיע את כולם מתוך לבך עולה תפילה. כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה, והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה. כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו. עכשיו הזמן שנחזור, אתה בוחר להתפטר כלפי החברים שלך. בעזרתם להינצל, הם העתיד הטוב שלך. כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה, והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה. כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו. עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שנחזור.